Amen. Alrighty. Amen. If you would turn to Psalms 100, please, our church reading for today. Amen. I know some of you know Ms. Velma. Ms. Velma, she's been here a few times from Abbeville. She has cancer, and hospice has been called in for her, and it has spread. Now it's in her bones. And so, like she told me yesterday, she said, you know, I'm relying on the great physician. I said, that's all we can do. Amen. Amen. Her faith is in the right place. Amen. She, you know, we win no matter what. If she lives, she wins. If she dies, she wins. I mean, you know, come on. You know, so we win no matter what. No matter what. So, amen. We keep our faith and trust in him. Okay, Psalms 100. And we're reading this all together, okay? Psalms 100, starting with verse 1. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Verse 3. Know you that the Lord, he is God. It is he who makes us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. My Lord, amen. Amen. If you would stretch forth your hands, please, towards me as I present the word. I'm just asking God for help. Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you for your people, Lord God. And Father, I pray that you'd help me to present your word accurately, Lord God, the way you would want it this day. I pray your anointing and your presence upon my life. Let the teacher and the preacher come out today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Well, you know, Thursday is what? Turkey Day. Yeah. Thursday is Thanksgiving. And it's a day that we have set aside to thank God for the many blessings as a Christian. You know, I know it was started to thank the Lord for the many blessings that he has given to our country, to our people, the blessings we have. You know, we may not realize, you know, that not all countries in the world have what we have. You know, we can get in our vehicles and we can drive out to Dollar General, whatever it is, you know, and get what we want and go home with it. You know, it's an amazing thing. We have one of the most powerful things in all the world, this phone. We can get on it. Like I told Jelaine, I didn't even walk into a store this year to do any Christmas shopping. All I did was on the phone. It's amazing. You can find everything on your phone, you know. Now, you know, people like going, you know, Black Friday and all that stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. But, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be thankful for. We can look at all the negative if we want to do that, or we can look at all the positive that God has given us. God says for us to be thankful for whatever state we're in, to be thankful for what he has done in our hearts and in our lives. But, you know, Thanksgiving is a day that we have set aside to thank God and to thank God for all the many blessings that he has bestowed upon our hearts and upon our lives. And I know Thursday's coming, and probably most of us will be at family and friends and all that stuff. And let just a matter of note, if you had, you know, family and friends, don't talk about politics. You know what I'm saying? It can bring really a cutting. And we don't want that. We want it, you know, just bring, don't bring the fire of that, but bring the healing agent of the oil of God's goodness there. You know, that, you know, you just walk away. You know, you're not going to agree with everybody about everything. You know, it's a time that we gather together to thank the Lord for the many blessings. As we look at the, well, you know, may not look at the table where all the food, but we look at the counter with that's full of food, and we see the roast, the pork roast or the beef roast or both. We see the sausage, we see the potatoes, we see the rice. We see the rice dressing, the yams, the green beans. Everybody's getting hungry. Say, Pastor, please stop. The rolls and all the other table on the other end, you see all the desserts. And we thank God. And we thank the Lord that that's the day that we put aside to eat as much as we want. Without any limits. But we thank God for the many blessings that we have. We're blessed beyond measure. You know, sometimes we may go through a little tiff or tat, something, a little turmoil in life. But I tell you what, people, we're so blessed. So blessed. We live in a great country. We may not like everything, but I tell you, it's getting back on track. Thank you, Lord. You know, nobody stopped you to say, hey, you can't go to church today. You know, there's many countries, they can't get in their vehicles or whatever, however they get there, and go. Because they don't know what's going to happen to them. People, we made a choice this morning. I'm going to church. And no one could stop you. You know, government, anything, nothing. Because we have the liberty and freedom to go and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We really need to make sure we're thankful. Thankful for what God has given us. What God has given us. And the cleaning up of many things that God is allowing to go through and happen in our areas. But thanking God for the many things that He has given us. It is a national holiday as we know it. And we thank God for the harvest. We thank God for the rice. We thank God for the sugar cane. We thank God for the soybeans. We thank God for all the harvest that has come in. You know, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have so much, we're sending it all over the place. That's the blessings of God. That's the blessings of the Lord. You know, just think of this. You had enough money this month to put into savings. Nobody shouted. Okay, maybe you didn't. But I'm sure you did, because that's the... You might say, well, it was a little, but we did it. Thank you, Lord. Like I was talking to somebody today, and I was close to him so I could ask him this. I said, how's the finances? You know, and he replied, all the bills are paid. I said, thank you, Lord. You see, that's the blessings of the Lord. But he said his blessings are like, our cup runneth over. Our cup runneth over, it says, as we follow the prescription of what God says to do with our money, the power of what God can do. So we thank God for the many things that he has given us. I want you to turn to Psalms 107, please, page 987. Verse 1 and 2. And it says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. You might say, well, why would God put that? He's good. Well, because a lot of people think he's not good. But the word of God says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And his mercy endures forever. Amen. Verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And he's saying this, we're to say, thank you, Lord, that you are good. It's the redeemed, he's saying. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim it, that God is good. And his mercy endures forever. You see, we're the agents of God. We give thanks unto him, but we're to go around and say, our God is good. My God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Because the word says so, the redeemed, that means brought back from where we were. We were bought back with the price of Jesus' blood, brought back in reconciliation unto God. We're to proclaim to the people that we come in contact with that God is good and his mercy endures forever. That means he'll have mercy upon our lives for our past, our present, and our future. My Lord, his mercy endures forever. We're the redeemed. You're a Christian, you're the redeemed. Proclaim it to the world that our God is good. Because, you know, oftentimes people think, you know, God is sitting up there in a rocking chair with his stick ready to hit us and beat us. Now, there is correction with the Lord. There is correction. The Spirit of God corrects us on the inside and does mighty work in us. But he is a good God, a merciful God, a faithful God unto us, that we can rely upon him. Let me raise your hand. I want you to raise your hand if this is the scenario. Have you ever called on God and he never came through for you? Never came through for you. Raise your hand. Come on. Because I know he comes through 100% of the time. He may not come through on our timetable or when we think it should happen, huh? But he does come through. It might be no. It might be yes. It might be, Joe, go in this direction. Let me show you something. So nobody raised their hands. Because he's always come through for us. That should build your faith to believe God for the miraculous in your life. That if he did it before, he will never let you down. He will come through again. That's the kind of God we serve. My Lord, we can rest assured as we get up in the morning that God is with us. We can rest assured as we get up and we go to work that God is with us. We can rest assured as we lay our heads on the bed at night that God is with us because he's good and his mercy endures forever. My God, my Lord. He'll never forsake us. The only one that said that and was truthful with it was Jesus Christ. My God, why have you forsaken me? And the reason was because God had to turn his head. Because his beloved son was giving his life. And sin he took upon himself. The sin, not sins, plural, sin of the world. And he could not look on him. And Jesus came through for us, people. How thankful we should be. Where would we be today if we didn't have a Savior to go to? Where would we be? But God came through for his people, my Lord. God came through for you. God will come through next year because his mercy endures forever. He's a good God. He's a good God. You might say, well, man, I feel pain in my body. Well, welcome to the group. But God is still good. Amen. Well, I can't do this and I can't do that. God is still good. My kids are not serving God, but God is still good. My spouse is not serving God, but God is still good. My job is not what I want it to be, and I wish I had another one. But God is still good, and He's still on the throne, my Lord. My Lord. That's the kind of God we serve. He's good, and His mercy endures forever. I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians 20:78. Look at this. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. For the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." We're to be thankful. We're to worry not, people. Don't worry. You go to Him and you bring your worries to Him. You go to Him and you bring those things that are weighing upon your heart. You go to Him and you can cry a little bit, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? Just like Hannah went to the house of the Lord for a child. She prayed so much. She prayed and she was in anguish that the priest thought that she was drunk. And she turned to Him and she said, "I'm not drunk like you suppose, but I have faith to believe that God is going to give me what I've been praying about." And the priest, an ungodly man, you wouldn't think a priest would be, I'm talking about the priest that was there, just didn't go with what God wanted. Said, "What you have prayed, God will answer." See, God, if God can use a donkey and God can use a rooster that eats anything on the ground, and a donkey that's not a horse, just in the middle, God can use us because He loves us more than anything in this world. You know what? I'll make this statement. He loves you more than He loves the angels. You know why I can say that? Because the angels have to serve Him. Make one mistake, they're gone. Just like when a third rebelled against Him. But it says, John 3, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." It says God is a merciful God, and He made us a little lower than Elohim, a little lower than the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's where we stand as human beings. Then the angels come after that. My Lord. Now, there are minutes, I was reading this morning in Hebrews chapter 1. It talks about how they're ministering unto the people, God's people, the redeemed of the Lord in the world today. They minister to us. They bring answers to prayers to us. They do what the bidding of the Father says for them to do. But I tell you what, God loves us. And He cares about us more than anything in this world. He can do without angels because He can do whatever. He can do without our animals. We love our dogs and we love our cats. Lil Pearl. You know, Andrew and them have two cats. Pearl and Parker. Oh, Lord. Yes. God loves the animals, but He loves us more than anything else, people. He made the earth and everything in it for us. He made the animal kingdom for us, the vegetation kingdom for us. All of those things were made for humanity as we worship and honor Him. Be thankful to our Lord. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, our past, our present, and our future." My Lord. To be thankful to the Lord. How He saved our souls in the past. how he takes care of us today in the present, and what he will do in the future for us as we place our faith and our trust in him, my God. We trust our God, people. That's number one. We're thankful to him. We're also thankful for people that have gone before us. I'm talking about, you know, it could be loved ones, but it could be, I'm talking about people in the faith of the gospel. In Hebrews 11, it talks about all the different people. 11. Let's turn to Hebrews 11. It talks about the different people of the faith that went before us. Page 2136. We're to be thankful to God. That's number one, people. We need to be thankful for people that have gone before us in the past, because they paid a price so we could have liberty and freedom today. If it wasn't for the people in the past, you see this written word, we wouldn't have it. You think it just came down from heaven above, page by page? God just wrote it and just let it drop down, and it came in a notebook, and then it was printed out? No. It was Jewish men. That's why they're hated by the world so much, the Jewish people. If it wasn't for the Jewish people, God chose them. But for these Jewish men to write down the scriptures, the word of God, we wouldn't have it today. We wouldn't have it today. Now, I know for the most part, now some have, Jews have accepted him as Lord and Savior. They're still waiting on their Messiah. They don't accept the New Testament. They're still waiting on the Messiah. We can proclaim to them he's good and his mercy endures forever. My Lord. In Hebrews 11, we'll read a few scriptures. It says, starting with verse 1, "Now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Now verse 4, look. "And by faith Abel, you know, Cain killed Abel. We know that. Out of anger and jealousy. Always remember, you know, don't be jealous of anybody. Don't let anger rise up. Because I tell you what, when anger rises up, and now you can raise your hand. Everybody has been angry at times. I'm talking about ungodly anger. You will say and you will do things that you will regret. Cain killed Abel because God received one and not the other. And not because God chose one over the other. One just did it right. It represented the blood of Jesus. And a lamb had to be slain. Here we see Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Look at verse 5. "By faith Enoch was translated that should not see death." Look at verse 7. "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen or yet prepared an ark for the saving of his house." Thank God he did that, and of the humanity. "By faith," verse 8, "Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed." Look at this. "Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed." I mean, have you ever heard of a woman at 90 years of age conceiving? They didn't have epidurals back then. We don't even know of C-sections. So she had to have it naturally. That's a woman. My Lord. Thank you, Lord. But you see, what God says is possible, it's possible with man. What God says is impossible with man. You see? So we always stand on the right side of God, the right place. If he says something is right, we know we have God's approval. But if he says something is wrong, We need to obey that and say, okay, now, Lord, you're saying it's wrong. By faith, all these men and women, look at this. It says, verse 17, by faith, when he was tried of offering up Isaac, remember with the he was about to stab his son in sacrifice, the angels stepped in and stopped him. Verse 20, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed the sons of Joseph. My Lord, by faith, verse 22, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the parting of the children of Israel. By faith, on verse 23, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid for 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. Look and go down to verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of the Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life. That's an amazing statement right there. Again, there's a lot in that too. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, and they might obtain a better resurrection. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. You look at all these people that have gone before us in the faith, people. We need to be thankful. Lord, thank you for Abel. Thank you for Enoch. Thank you for Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and Rahab, my Lord. Thank you for all those people of faith that have gone before us. We thank God. We thank also the people that have gone before us. And there's one other area we need to really be thankful for. It's to be thankful for one another. You might be saying, well, Pastor, I could live without a few of them. We really need to be thankful for one another. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, page 2093, says this. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith grows exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other abounds. Oh, my Lord. The Thessalonian church, their love for each other abounds. My God. My Lord. People. You know, there are some people that woke up this morning and they decide to go to church, and they decide to go to another church instead of the one they needed to go to because they knew somebody would be there and they didn't want to see them. They don't like them. They can't stand them. These are two Christians, supposed to be. They can't even be in the same house together worshiping God. My Lord, what a sad state, huh? You see, that's why it says to be kind and loving one towards another. Kind and loving. That doesn't mean everybody will agree on everything at all. Sometimes husbands and wives don't agree on everything. But you see, we're to love people. Jesus showed love to people. Yes, he showed some kind of judgment every once in a while. Yes, he got mad when the house of God was being turned into a place of buying and selling instead of a place of prayer and worship unto God. And he went in there and he turned the tables over. He was upset. A place of prayer where the power of God could be, where people's lives could be healed. We need to thank God for one another. You know, you might make a list of people that you just really have a hard time with. And they might be Christians. And I tell you what, if you do this, it will change your life. If you do this every day, you just take their, and pray for them a little bit. I'm not saying pray for them for an hour, but just call out their name before the Lord and say, Lord, you know my heart. And I really can't say I love him, him or her. And maybe they've done some things that are just not good, and I understand. But, Lord, help me. Help me. And see the power of God work in you. Because that's when he says, okay, now, it's not your problem anymore, it's mine. You're putting it into the hands of God. We need to thank God for one another. And thank God everybody's different for the most part. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If everybody had the same, you know, mannerisms, thought the same thing. You know, I mean, just think. I mean, you know, I know there's godly things and God works and says what to think on and what we should do. But thank God we're different. That's how unique God is. One God, but yet he can make, how many billions of people are there in the world, Andrew? Eight. I knew he would know. I saw a video of him. He's running in 2028. He does AI stuff, you know, and I told him, I said, I'll vote for you. How to bring the world together. Gummy bears. He had a bowl of gummy bears. So you see, we need to treat one another. And it is hard to treat somebody fairly, especially if they said some things and did some things to hurt you. Huh? That's when you give it to God and you let the power of God walk into that situation. And you know it's not you anymore, and you let the power of God come in again. You let the power of God come in again. And you'll see that God will change your heart and change your life. That you would be able to stop if they on the side of the road and their car is broken. And you just want to say, good day, God bless. I gotta go. Hope you can make it. I'm not saying if you're a single woman to stop and help somebody. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm not saying, you know, but you know what I mean. You know, but you'd have the intention of maybe you could stop and show mercy and grace. Always try to think of things like this. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, where would we be? Where would we be? See, we got to show kindness and love. That doesn't mean we're going to agree on every little thing. But we got to show kindness and love and respect and honor. We have our flag as half staff. You want to know why? Tell me why. I know. I know why, but he put it up. Last week, was it? It was half staff because of Dick Cheney's. I respect the office. Do I respect? But the office, you always do. You show mercy and grace. The best you can. See, we got to walk together, not fighting one another. Huh? Not fighting and saying evil about one another, but walking together saying, Lord, work. Because you see, to you walk in the shoes of somebody, you may not know the reason why they made that decision. It's easy for me, if I'm just use me, okay. It's easy for me to look back and look in a situation and say, well, they shouldn't have done that. They should have done that. That's easy for me to do. Until I'm walking in the same shoes he's walking in. Then I'm saying, Lord, now I understand. I'm not saying sin is good at all or evil. None of that. But sometimes we don't understand till you walk into another man's shoes or another lady's shoes and see what they're going through in life. Helping them, being there for them, doing what God wants. You know, this week, I know Thursday's Thanksgiving. I want to give you something to do. You might say, oh, Lord, Pastor. Just think about it. Make a list of people that touched your life from when you were young till today. Somehow. It could be a grocery man at the grocery store that said something. It could be somebody that took you in or gave you some wisdom. It could be just somebody that hired you, that gave you the respect that you desired. Whatever, that just influenced your life. And show them thankfulness. If you know their number, text them and say, I just want to thank you. You might change their life. Some of you, your mothers and fathers are still alive. You better get on your knees and you better thank God. And you might want to show a little thankfulness. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not saying we don't, but people need to hear it. It does something on the inside. I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm not talking about... It just... Wow. It might be a school teacher that maybe even be retired and, you know, whatever. But you know their address, just to get their card and send them a thank you. Thank you for the teaching me. Thank you for giving of your time and helping me. Whatever it is. I'm asking God to reveal these people to y'all, by y'all. I know they have to leave. Y'all be good this week. Haley, every time I say that, Haley just laughs. Andrew comes back with remarks. My vote's on the line. You better be careful. To 2028. Well, y'all have a great week. We'll see y'all Thursday, okay? Thank you. God bless. Love y'all. I knew they had to leave. And but, you know, find somebody. Could be your children. I don't know. Could be whatever it is. And when you do that, don't expect anything back. Because you do it and you're going to say, well, I expect some kind of something back. You know, I'm not. No, we do it and we give thankfulness. Now, if response comes back, thank you, Lord. But be thankful to God for the people in the past of faith and people today, to be thankful for them and what they have done in your life. To be a better Christian, to be a better person, to be just a better you, you know, because of what God has done. Amen. You may stand, please. Amen.